A case filed last week in Dane and Milwaukee counties by the president's campaign asks the court to throw out roughly 28,000 ballots cast by indefinitely confined voters in the two counties. The Trump campaign argues thousands of people identified themselves as indefinitely confined simply to illegally bypass Wisconsin's voter ID law. State law allows indefinitely confined voters to provide a witness signature as proof of their identity, rather than a photo ID. Barbara Beckert works with Disability Rights Wisconsin. She says the law makes it possible for many people to vote.
People have such tough lives, and it's just sad that now they have to be worried about being able to vote in the future.
The lawsuit is scheduled for a circuit court hearing on Thursday. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.